This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Senior UN officials have told Israel they will suspend aid operations across Gaza unless urgent steps are taken to better protect humanitarian workers. In a letter from UN officials sent to senior Israeli officials this month, they said Israel must provide UN workers with direct communication with Israeli forces on the ground in Gaza, among other steps. News of the letter comes as the head of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, known as UNRWA, said Tuesday, chaos is taking hold in Gaza, making aid deliveries all the more difficult. UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini told reporters at a news briefing, delivering aid has become, in his words, excruciating due to what amounts to a total breakdown of law and order in Gaza.
With a truck driver being regularly threatened or assaulted and less and less willing to move assistance from the border to our warehouses and warehouses to the people.
Contributing to the problem, Lazzarini said, has been an increase in armed gangs involved in cigarette smuggling in Gaza, where a single cigarette sells for as much as $1. Israel's Supreme Court Tuesday ruled unanimously the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for compulsory service, a decision that could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition, as politically powerful ultra-right, ultra-Orthodox parties, key members in the governing coalition, oppose any changes to the system. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
As Israel continues to wage war in Gaza, the court ruled that in the absence of a law that distinguishes between Jewish seminary students and other draftees, Israel's compulsory military service system applies to the ultra-Orthodox, like any other citizen. Under long-standing arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men and women. I'm Charles Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Police in Kenya.